Hello, I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and you come to me for hard facts. The world keeps turning, and you're trying to keep up.
The fight against coronavirus has the Oxford.
But there's so much noise drowning out the news. Talking heads, broadcast messages, press releases. They're telling you their side, but you just want the facts. And that's why you come to me. I give you the statistics without spin.
Out of 116 million working age Nigerians, 35.5 million are employed full-time. That's 30%.
I give you the context.
I give you the history.
I fight fake news with facts.
Kayode.
No,
Kayode, I will let you talk. Kayode, I will let you talk if you let me talk. Kayode.
That's why more and more Lagosians are tuning in.
Half a million Lagosians. 720,000.
970,000. Over 1 million Lagosians. They know that if you give me your afternoon, I will give you hard facts.
Well done, Sandra. All you do, going beyond the headlines and focus on the facts.
I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, President Buhari wants to hold an emergency security meeting with service chiefs. He was scheduled to be commissioning the new technology and innovation complex for the National Agency for Science and Engineering Infrastructure, but he cancelled that launch to hold this meeting. We don't know what it's about, but once we get any concrete updates, we're going to bring them to you. We also heard on the news at 3 o'clock that the president is jetting out of the country to take a look at his health. Be like the president. Do annual checkups of your health. It's very important. 1 million Lagosians cannot be wrong. They listen to this show. So if you're tuning in for the first time, you're alongside 1 million people. Welcome. I've got a great show for you. Let's talk about Lagos commercial drivers going on a warning strike. Did they do it? It doesn't look to me like they did, because I saw lots of buses on the road on Lekki Epe this afternoon. Early in the morning, it looked like they did. But maybe I'm not typically out and about around that time, and so I didn't expect the sheer number of passengers I saw standing at bus stops. So you will tell me, you will let me know if the warning strike actually started today. Then let's talk about the flood, and then we'll talk about Afenifere leaders giving conflicting endorsements. We'll also talk about the election projection by Fitch. Chukwudi will bring you Checkpoint today, probably also taking a look at this plan to down tools by bus drivers here in Lagos. We'll see if that happened. On the big hard fact, let's talk about Banky W's legislative agenda. The PDP House of Reps candidate for Etiosa will be joining me live right here, 5 p.m. Tell someone to tell someone else. As usual, we'll have news updates at the top of every hour. And after the news at 6, the newsroom will bring you the newsroom. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. These are your hard facts. You, of course, we're streaming live on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, YouTube, Nigeria Info FM. Are commercial drivers in your area honoring the boycott? Is the flood already affecting your food budget? Is Afenifere split on presidential candidates? Is Fitch's election projection accurate? It was a big weekend, Lagos. Let's talk. The commercial drivers' warning strike was supposed to start today. We talked about it last week. But drivers here in Lagos say that they're going to go on strike today. These drivers called out the Lagos Parks and Garages Committee, led by MC Olomo. They're saying that the committee's officers are the ones who are extorting them on the roads, collecting multiple levies from them. Last week, I also told you their demands. I told you the drivers want a single ticket. They want the charge at bus parks to be reduced from 3 seats to 1 seat. I told you they don't want to be charged at bus stops anymore. I told you that they want more bus stops at the first and last mile, and they want an end to harassment. And to achieve all of this, they said that they're going to go on a 7-day boycott starting today. Now, this morning they said, yesterday they said they were going to do it. They tried to have conversations with government, that the conversation broke down, and that's why they were going to go ahead and down tools today, or down their keys today, or park their cars, their buses today. Now, my question is this happening in your area? Are buses obeying the boycott? The number of buses on the road, have they reduced? Women, call me on 01465-7190. Men, call me on 0700-993-993-993. If the buses have reduced, what effect did that have on you as a passenger? Yinka, could you get me a bottle of water, please? I remember I asked you that on your WhatsApp. Thank you very much. Okay, so let's take a look at messages on WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. We've got Twitter as well, at Nigeria Info FM. We've got Facebook, where we're streaming live. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3. Simple question. Are commercial drivers in your area honoring the boycott? The number of buses on the road, did they reduce today? 99.3, hello? Hello?
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
My name is Ibuka.
Ibuka, welcome.
Yeah, concerning the strike. The strike is not working at all.
Okay.
From promotion, they are working like before, sir. So I don't even see. I know that the strike will not work because they don't have strong union. So there's nothing like strike, no shoddy strike.
Okay.
They are Abulegba, no strike.
Oh, shoddy to Abulegba, no strike. All right. Emeka with the eyewitness account there. 99.3.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, sir?
My name is Tunde.
Tunde, did the strike happen in your area?
Yes, so.
Okay.
It happened, so...
Where's your area?
This morning. In Badagry, actually.
Okay.
There was no bus to take people to Yanoba. You know, from Badagry, you can take bus to Yanoba or Mile 2.
Mm.
There was no yellow buses anywhere. So people had to turn back. People going that area had to turn back this morning.
Mm.
Even a lady that was supposed to go to... Mile 2 this morning, Ibadan. We were supposed to go through Yanopaja. I couldn't go through that way. You had to go through Agbara and through that side, through that route into Songo and all that.
Mm-hmm.
There was no yellow bus in Badagry this morning.
I see. Okay. Well, thank you for your eyewitness account, Tunde. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Chinayengwa.
Chinayengwa, welcome. Did you notice a strike in your area?
Hello, Sandra.
Yes.
On Thursday, I went to Ketu.
Okay.
Kedu State.
Okay.
I want to cry inside the bus.
Why?
If you see how Agboro, from here to here, Agboro, they are collecting my levies from all these drivers.
Drivers. Mm-hmm.
I was inside the bus. I said, what is this? Even the policeman, they are dragging money.
Mm.
So the policeman said, no, you are not giving me money. It's the Agbo man you give money. Give me my own.
Mm.
I was surprised. So what is happening? So, but today, when I went, I think I went to Lawanson.
Mm.
Not see any of these yellow buses.
Mm.
I not see any of them. Even now,
mm-hmm.
Not see any.
Okay.
So there are all these small ones that don't have a yellow color.
Color. Okay.
Those, yes.
Okay.
Ordinary, all those... ones that don't have yellow
The white ones, the white korokwe.
The white ones, yes. Mm. They're just coming small.
I see. All right. Thank you very much, Chinewa, for your eyewitness account. Now, personally, on the Lekki Ekpe axis, I saw a lot of korokwe buses, but I came from Ikeja to Lekki this morning, like between 5:30 a.m. and 6 a.m., and I didn't notice a lot of yellow buses on the road. I did see quite a number of white buses, but they were few and far between. There were far more people who were standing on the roads waiting to get into public transportation. Now, if you're a bus driver listening to me, did you park your car today? If yes, tell me why. If you didn't, tell me why. If you decided, no, I will go and drive today and make some money for my family, tell me why you didn't adhere to the strike. If you're a bus driver, do you think that going on strike will actually change anything? Do you think that not driving for a week will actually change anything? For those of you who have just tuned in, commercial drivers said that their warning strike was going to start today. Bus drivers here in Lagos said that they've had it. They're sick of getting extorted by boys on the road. Called out Lagos Parks and Garages Committee, said their meeting with government broke down yesterday. And so yesterday they said that they were going to go ahead and park their cars today. Did you notice, Lagos? I'm asking you, did you notice? Women, call us on 01465-7190. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name?
Hi, my name is Ugo.
Ugo, welcome.
Yeah, I think the strike was fairly successful for the first day.
Okay.
People who would want to look out for the atmosphere and see how the compliance has been before they joined the strike. I drove from VGC to Oshodi, Anthony, and back. Actually, I was wondering why the road was empty, right? But I listened to your show and you talked about the strike, and I said, oh, no wonder, because driving out on Lekki, there were a couple of vehicles, those small Korokwe buses you find. But when I got out to Bonny Camp, I could see the road was empty, the usual bus and hustle getting towards Obani Elbow and Shoki. It was quite empty. So there were a few vehicles, but of course you find out that there was compliance, maybe 50%
compliance.
But
okay.
I thought that as you go down towards the third, fourth city, it would get harder.
Yeah.
But the contention is it has to happen because this is actually not right, and the state government is beginning to politicize their responses. Because, like the last caller said, I joined a vehicle, it's been a very long time I joined a public vehicle.
Okay.
And then one of those days I had car issues, I joined, I think it was some months ago.
Okay.
Because how arrogant these agbos are.
Okay.
Because they struggled, and I was so irritated, but that's the plight of a normal Lagosian every day, and this is really wrong.
Right.
But it's important to look away. I think something needs to be done. So as much as how difficult it is, this is the struggle for success. It's something that Mandela went through, but big as South Africa was. So we need to do something to stop this. Our voices need to be heard. So I support the strike.
All right. Thank you very much for calling, Ugo. Ugo supports the strike. Ugo is likening him to Mandela's struggle in South Africa. Very strong there. 99.3, hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. I'll take one more call and then I'll give you an update on the flooding across the nation. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name, sir?
Hello.
Hello. What's your name?
This is Don Duque from Kabayara.
Good to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thank you.
Are commercial drivers in your area honoring the boycott?
No, everything is going very well in Saboyaba here. In Queen Street in particular, where I am. Queen Street in Saboyaba here, near the college.
Okay.
Just an alabama bus. Everything is going all right.
Okay.
Let me say something. Until Nigerians are put to the world, the masses believe they are put to the world before they stand up for their rights. People are just behaving. Don't be surprised that people receive votes wrongly. They will vote wrong. They will not vote. Some people are just like a detail about their life and about their rights. They don't know anything about their rights. You understand what I'm saying? Until everybody at the same time is being pushed to the wall, I don't understand, before they stand up for their rights. People cannot stand up for them. They don't know anything unless they eat, get up in the morning, eat, sleep, eat, go to work, sleep, get up, go to work, pay their children's school fees. before continent to continue like that, Oga, the things will continue to be like this. Our leaders will continue to cheat us. Area boss in Lagos will continue to cheat us. Because we know we don't know our rights.
Thank you very much for calling. Okay, Lagos, let me update you on the flood situation. Did you guys see the rain last night, meanwhile? Fear catch you now, because it catch me smaller once rain begin fall for night though. The floods are hitting our transportation infrastructure, hitting it hard. We heard from Babatunde Fashola, the works minister, and he said, quote, I can confirm 154 locations where our roads and bridges have been impacted so far. In some places, water has not receded enough to enable us to know how bad the damage is. However, we're working with the Ministries of Water Resources, Humanitarian Affairs and relevant agencies in order to produce an action plan, end quote. Now, even before the floods, our road network was not great. So now with these 154 damaged spots, it's now very hard to go around the country. And we have to start asking how all of this will affect business. How it will affect food prices. We've heard from the Association of Nigerian Women Business Network, ANWBN. They're worried that the floods would lead to famine. Because remember, farmland is getting submerged. Crops are dying underwater. You cannot replace a lost harvest overnight. If it takes 5 months to grow a certain crop, it means that it takes 5 months to replace it if it is lost. So there may be a big crop shortage for the coming few months. How do we bridge it? We've seen government release some food from the Strategic Grain Reserve, but how much is left? Meanwhile, 12 babies were born in IDP camps in Bayelsa State. Just a reminder to all of us that for the displaced, life is going on under terrible conditions. So you have to ask, what level of medical care are they getting, you know? Are you already feeling the flood's effect here in Lagos? Perhaps on food prices? Give me a call and let me know. 0700-993-993-993. What do you think about our ability to care for displaced victims as they face the struggles of life? Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. That's for women. Men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. And yes, you can talk to me about your part of Lagos. Did the drivers park their buses today? Today was supposed to be day one of the boycott. Did it happen in your part of Lagos? 99.3, hello.
Yeah, hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, Jude, calling from Badagry Expressway.
Welcome, Jude.
Yeah, first of all, my heart goes to people that lost their loved ones during this flood of Excel.
Yeah.
May God grant them the fort to bear the loss.
Thank you.
Yeah, I trek to my bus to Okafo. Okafo is close to my bus stop and the Lekpo. So I checked that this morning, both Lekpo and Okafo.
Okay.
There was no yellow buses.
Okay.
But I felt so bad. All these women that used to go to border to bring rice and all that.
Yeah.
So when I saw them, they felt weak, but they were very, very many.
Mm.
The many of them, especially at Okafor.
Mm.
I felt so bad because when you look in their face, you see anger on their faces.
Mm.
But I'm so happy because whenever I see this girl, Sandra, I feel like this guy, is he the right color this morning? The way they bang on these guys, as I speak to you, I know a bus conductor that cannot eat meat again.
Okay.
Because they gave me unexpected blow.
Oh no.
His jaw, honestly speaking, his jaw is dislocated.
Oh.
As we speak now, that guy cannot do any other thing with that mouth again except to swallow.
So I'm begging
Lagos State government, whatever they can do to address this issue. In fact, it should be okay. Even I witnessed at Ileku.
Mm.
One day I was night duty here.
Mm-hmm.
So we were waiting for our bus. So this guy came, the conductor driver. So this man was saying, oh, what that, oh, what that. The man was like, the next to Sandra unexpectedly blew from gun. This guy fell from that bus.
Okay.
The next thing, all of them came out with stick. Why, you know, Sandra, I don't know. It's too much. They should do something before they will kill these guys.
Thank you very much for calling us. That's such a terrible story. Someone just losing their ability to use their jaw, you know, because, oh my gosh. Woo, 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
Yeah, this is Kayode calling from mainland.
Kayode, let me talk.
Yeah. I went out this morning to Ikeja area, go to Opebi Island. But the situation in my area, the transport rate was skyrocket. You understand?
Yeah.
They increase it. And it's all these touts that normally cause all this.
Mm.
When the class come with their boss and say, okay, it's 200 naira. They will come and say it's 400 naira.
Mm.
And there is nothing the commuters can do.
Right.
You have to pay.
Right.
You follow suit. But one thing we want the Lagos State government to do is to take a drastic step. Assign this constituent nuisance.
Mm.
Look at what the other caller said, that the guy was blown unexpectedly and the jaw dislocated.
Yeah.
You know, they have ruined that guy's life.
Yeah.
But not to, we cannot, these guys are constituent nuisance in Lagos.
Right.
Someone has to do something about it. Those drivers cannot do it themselves because those guys, they are monsters.
Mm.
So God will help us, my sister.
Kayode, thank you very much for calling. We've got another Kayode on Facebook who says, the buses on the road now have taken advantage to increase their fare. Imagine the fare from a Cotton to Sele bus stop is between 500 and 600 naira. In fact, the journey was shortened halfway instead of direct journey at the same fare of 500 naira. Imagine my trip this morning from a Cotton to Okota roundabout at the same price. Kayode Samuel, thank you very much for your message. We'll take a break now. When we come back, Paruben Fashoronti has blessed and endorsed Bona Tinubu's candidacy. Don't go away.
99.3 Nigeria Info, your number one station for talk. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Paruben Fashoronti has blessed and endorsed Bola Tinubu's candidacy. That's our second story, from our third story from this weekend. But does he speak for Afenifere? That's the debate going on right now. Fashoronti is a former Afenifere leader. He stepped down in March last year and handed over to Pa Ayo Adebanjo. Now, here's the problem. Adebanjo endorsed Obi a few weeks ago. And at the time, the Tinubu campaign said that Adebanjo did not speak for Afenifere. But then the Afenifere ESCO came out to say they agreed with Adebanjo and that they supported Obi. So fast forward to this weekend, has Afenifere changed its mind? Now, Adebanjo says that Fashoronti doesn't speak for the group anymore. Also, major ESCO members were not present when Fashoronti met Tinubu. So, for example, the Secretary General wasn't there. That's Chief Shola Ebisheni. He wasn't there. You also have those who say, well, because I remember that when Afenifere endorsed Obi, you had lots of Tinubu supporters who said, well, Afenifere doesn't speak for Yoruba people. Afenifere is irrelevant now. But now that he's endorsed Tinubu, we suddenly have Tinubu supporters saying, oh, well, this is good. This is great. This is justice. It is time for the Yoruba. And I really want to hear from those of you who play the Afenifere politics. I want to hear from you. Is the group relevant to Nigerian politics and, you know, the Yoruba sociocultural group, you know, as a political structure? Is the group relevant or not? Is the group divided? Are there factions? Or is Pa Fashoronti acting as an outsider who is not happy with the leadership that he handed over to? Seriously, talk to me. And speaking of endorsements, by the way, there's also debate about whether Seyi Makinde endorsed Tinubu or not. Oh, yes, that's happening. His deputy governor, Bayo Lawal, attended that same Fashoranti reception in Akure in Ondo State. And he spoke in Yoruba about Seyi Makinde's pro-Yoruba ideology. If you're watching our live stream, I'm about to play something for you. I'm playing you part of what Lawal said at that gathering. If you're listening only on the radio, let me play the words for you.
Don't you be going on? Will be around the university. Consider that see, Baba Kwemo, come get one pay. Consider that on shame come, why you're not be a penny penny? I be like, I be the mommy in the Yoruba. See, engineer Makinde Joe Dasi. Now, ẹgbẹ́ òpàwápọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n ìran pàwápọ̀ kú di eléyìí báyìí iṣẹ́ tí wọ́n wá fi sinmi lẹ́nu ni pé ilẹ̀ Yorùbá ni tẹ bá ń ṣe àwọn fọwọ́ sí. Ẹ sì ri pé.
Now, here's how the punch is translating what he said for those of us that don't speak Yoruba. The punch says, quote, since he became governor, he doesn't joke with Yoruba matters. There is no time that father would call him that he would fail to respond. Whenever there is an event either organized by Afenifere or any other Yoruba group, Governor Makinde will always be supportive. Though we are not of the same political affiliation, but we are bound by ethnicity. Yoruba land, whatever it is that you're doing, he is in support, end quote. First of all, my Yoruba listeners, is this translation correct? Is that translation accurate? So that's my first question. My second question, what does that mean to you? Like I said, there's a debate that this is Seyi Makinde endorsing Tinubu. But what do you, I don't know, what do you think? Do you believe, like the APC supporters, that this is an endorsement of Tinubu? Or do you believe, like the PDP supporters, that this is just a general agreement about working together for the progress of the Yoruba nation? What's your take on Bayo Lawal's words? What do you think about this Afenifere issue with one part of the group endorsing Obi, the other part of the group endorsing Tinubu? Who speaks for the group? Adebanjo as the current leader or Fashoranti as a former leader? 0700-993-993-993. If you just tuned in, hello to you. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. If you didn't hear the audio the first time I played it, well, let me play it for you one more time.
Don't you be going on? Will be around the university. Consider that see, Baba Kwemo, come on, get one quick. Consider that one shame come. Why are you not a penny penny? I be like, I be the mommy in the Yoruba. See, engineer Makinde Joe Dasi. Now, ẹgbẹ́ òpàwápọ̀ ṣùgbọ́n ìran pàwápọ̀ kú di eléyìí báyìí. Iṣẹ́ tí wọ́n wá fi sinmi lẹ́nu ni pé ilẹ̀ Yorùbá ni tẹ bá ń ṣe àwọn fọwọ́ sí.
What do you think he meant? Do you believe, like the APC supporters, that this is an endorsement of Tinubu? Or do you believe, like the PDP supporters, that this is just a general agreement about working together for the progress of Yorubas? What the deputy governor of Oyo State, Bayo Lawal, said there, what does it mean to you? 01465-7190. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name?
Yeah, Chine.
Welcome, Chine.
So, yeah, so, what you see, this thing called politics, is not everybody that knows how to play it.
Okay.
There are some people, in fact, not enough, they came first in playing politics.
Okay.
So, based on this particular one now, it's like they're seeking for this Tinubu's attention. That's why their initial statement was against him.
Okay.
So it's like the man have already sought them. They now change their mind. They have already changed their mind for what... In fact, this is politics, I'm telling you. Politics. I know that when they made that statement initially, it's not from their heart. They're seeking for something.
Okay.
So the man have now come to, for that moment, now change their mind, come against the other side.
Okay.
So people should know how what they're doing. It's politics.
Uh-huh.
So, when their friend, Yoruba Nation, the agitation.
Mm.
So, in fact, there are so many things. I don't want to say it in this radio.
All right, Chinaya. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name?
My name is Shadi. How are you doing?
I'm very well, Shadi. Welcome. Go ahead.
So, I tried to translate, do the translation myself.
Okay.
So based on the last line of what the deputy governor said, you can take it any way. So both sides are taking it away because, oh gosh, I've forgotten the translation. He said, we will do what we have to do for you. But whatever the very last line he said, that is the thing that changes it all.
Okay.
So you can take it to mean that, you know what, we are for Tinubu, or you can take it to mean, like they say, we are for Yoruba people.
Uh-huh.
So I like that guy. He's very political.
As back in?
To the, I'm telling you, he said it so well.
One bullet, plenty beds.
But back to the Danfo people in Ikeja, Lausa, Obafemi Awolowo area.
Mm-hmm.
I saw some of them. I saw a lot of the yellow ones, the smaller yellow ones. I guess those are also Korobe.
Okay.
The smaller yellow ones, those ones were really around. But the bigger ones, I've seen some, but I've also seen some parked. So it could be like half of them are and then half of them aren't.
Half of them are not.
But they're definitely on the road.
Okay.
You catch that area.
All right, Shadi. Yeah. Thanks for the eyewitness account. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening, Sandra.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, I'm Sunday. I'm calling from Ikeja.
Welcome, Sunday from Ikeja.
Please, Sandra.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to speak on these political leaders.
Okay.
You see, Sandra, what you just played now, and I heard it, is a pure detribalization in politics.
Okay.
But we claim that as a citizens, we practice democracy. But I've never seen... When I was in school, I've never seen where democracy said there is apart from tribalism takes the winner, or tribalizing someone takes the winner. But in Nigeria, the democracy is just a verbal talk. It wasn't reflecting. And U.S. is an example to us till today, and we fail to do the right thing. And Nigeria has forgotten that the foundation they laid wrong from the beginning. Even we that said that we are more educated than the world, the white men, we're not laying this, a proper foundation. Now, if you are playing the politics, what politics has to do with Yoruba man or an Igbo man or an Hausa man or an Edo man? If you look at the situation, Sandra. So, This system of politics we are playing, we are bringing down our country.
All right. Thanks for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, sir?
How are you, Sandra?
I'm very well. What's your name, sir?
My name is Jacob.
Welcome, Jacob.
Yeah. I want to talk about the statement of the deputy governor.
Mm-hmm.
What the deputy governor said, if I translate it very well, he said... Though we have different parties, that one, hold that one.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to ethnic issue that is related to the Yorubas, the engineer always partake. Let me give you an example like this, Amotekun.
Okay.
So Amotekun is a general something within the Southwest, within the Yorubas.
Yes.
But when it comes to politics and political parties, the man said it categorically that they are separated, that though they are not in the same party.
Mm-hmm.
So what they go there for is not something political.
Okay.
Do you understand? So that is the meaning of that language. Mm-hmm. He has stated it clearly.
Okay.
That when it comes to ethnic development, engineer always support.
So you're saying but that this was not an quality, endorsement of Tinubu? So you're saying this was not an endorsement of Tinubu?
Yeah, it's not an endorsement. It's not an endorsement.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Good afternoon, Sandra.
Good afternoon, sir. What's your name?
My name is David from Impeshoriade.
David, what do you think?
The man that just spoke made an error.
Okay.
The deputy governor said even though they are of different political party, but whatever concerns Yoruba matter, the Afenifere Baba that is supporting whatever they are doing. And Afenifere Baba Fashionanti has blessed Tinubu. So invariably what he's saying is that the governor have sent him
to endorse him.
They are supporting Baba Fashionanti.
Okay.
So which means it is we can now say and that was what Tinubu himself said when Baba Adebanjo declared for Obi that there was not a meeting. It was not decided at the meeting of Afenifere, that decision of Baba Adebanjo. So I don't know if a meeting have been held or not.
Okay.
But a decision have not been taken in a meeting. But when we are trying to look at this geographical spread of Yoruba land, we cannot say where the opposition is coming for Tinubu is Ogun State.
Okay.
Or your state now has declared their support. Ondo has declared their support. So maybe other states too will be coming. Lagos State has declared their support.
Okay.
That's the way I say it.
Thank you very much for calling. Now, I should clarify, of course, that Fashionanti is a former Afenifere leader. He's not the current leader. He's a former leader. The current leader is Baba Adebanjo. The current leader has come out to distance himself from this endorsement. Some of the ESCOs have come out as well to distance themselves. But this is what is happening from Afenifere. So some of them supporting Obi, some of them supporting Bola Tinubu. And still on Bola Tinubu, Fitch Solutions is reportedly projecting that he's currently the most likely winner. Fitch Solutions are an international research company. They are famous for their country risk reports and their industry research reports. So they just published their analysis on our coming election. And according to newspaper reports, Fitch is projecting that as it currently stands, Bola Tinubu is the candidate to beat. Fitch believes that Bola Tinubu has the highest chances of winning. Because according to Fitch, Atiku Abubakar and Peter Obi are going to fight for the same set of votes in the South, while Tinubu will win the North. The report says that Obi cannot win in the northeast or northwest because those regions will pick a Muslim. But the report also believes those two regions will not pick Atiku because he's PDP. Fitch believes that Tinubu, as a Muslim running under the APC, will take those two regions, that he'll also take the southwest, his home region. So for them, the opposition parties are battling for votes in the North Central, Southeast, and South South. And if both Obi and Atiku are active, each one will short ration the other. I wonder if you agree with that analysis from Fitch Solutions. Now, specifically, I have a question about this Northeast one. Do you believe Tinubu will beat Atiku in the Northeast, Atiku's home region? Secondly, if we accept Fitch's premise that the Muslim North won't vote for a non-Muslim, doesn't that also mean that the Christian North won't vote for a non-Christian? Specifically, I'm talking about large parts of the North Central. If Fitch believes that religion will decide votes for Tinubu in the Muslim North, won't religion also decide votes for an Atiku or an Obi in the Christian North and the Christian South? What do you think? Because either religion is a factor everywhere or it's a factor nowhere, right? I should also point out that according to the reports, Fitch is not calling this a final prediction. They're not saying that Tinubu will definitely win, just like those polls from Bloomberg and ANAP that have Obi winning. These are only snapshots of how things stand. The entire point is for all sides to work with the data, improve their own chances. So, for example, Fitch also reportedly said that if it turns out that Tinubu is indeed sick, it will reduce his chances of winning. And as you can guess, politicians are debating the report since it came out. APC leaders and APC spokespersons are celebrating it. PDP leaders and PDP spokespersons are rejecting it. Atiku's spokesperson Kola said, quote, "It is a trivial opinion of ignorant interlopers which does not confirm with any empirical or substantiated indicators regarding the direction of the 2023 presidential election in Nigeria. While we do not want to conclude on the opinion already widely held in the public space that the report was procured or not emanating officially from Fitch, especially given the desperation and devious antecedents of the Tinubu Campaign Organization and the All Progressives Congress, it is, however, important to state that these conjectures are direct opposite of the reality on ground," end quote. So it's interesting that the PDP is hinting that the report may be fake. Personally, me, I tried to download the report from Fitch itself. I had issues making the online payment with my card. But once I solve that and read the report for myself, I'm going to give you my own analysis of the report. But let's talk about what we know so far, Lagos. Let's talk about what we know so far. What do you think about this report from Fitch? 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. How do you view this assessment? Let's also do a small exercise. I want you to try and predict which candidate will win which regions. So when you call, after you tell me your view on the report, tell me who you think, as things stand, the way things currently are. Tell me who you think is ahead in the Northeast, in the Southeast, in the North Central, in the South South, in the Northwest, in the Southwest, all of that. WhatsApp 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name? Hello? Oh, that's unfortunate. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
Yeah, this is Oluwasola.
Welcome, Oluwasola.
Let me first of all talk on the deputy governor that went to Ondo. It's like somebody invites somebody to the event. They don't know what's going to happen there. That is why the man tries to clear himself, to let them know that any event the Baba Fashion Ranti called Engineer Makinde or your governor.
Mm.
He used to attend there and used to play his role as Yoruba with them. I don't think the man knows that is what is going to happen in that event. It was surprise. That is why he was trying to clear himself.
Okay.
Not that he endorsed Tinubu or APC or what APC. The Tinubu went there on the APC agenda or something, but he, when he got there, you know how they used to play policies in Nigeria, policies of manipulation.
Mm.
That is what happened over there.
Okay. Okay.
And I don't believe that, Paul.
Okay.
Yeah.
You don't believe
Thank
it?
Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
This is Chinoye.
Chinoye, welcome.
Sandra, how are you?
I'm very well.
How is work?
Work is fine, thank you.
Sandra, big. This man, where did they talk? They predict who? They don't see who they win and who they win. And at this time, when they don't talk, they don't call the name, can't kill you every year. Anywhere, I'm going to someone person, they tell me to see they front their pastor, see prophets, and say that Tinubu go win. I say, maybe the man go sleep again. Because I know, she went up from dream, they didn't see prophecy. I don't understand.
Okay.
This is another way they say they don't see, they don't crochet, they don't do crush and balance, they don't do up and down, since they're not that man. I don't believe that thing. Okay. Because if you change my own view, my own, the way I see my own, if they don't ring the election, if they don't ring Gamu, nah, will be. But if they just leave and say, maybe everybody do their own something, they don't do buruburu and wala inside. Let's say, for example, in 100%, Tinubu, I think we won't open their own board, I think we won't open near the even people they do. Tinubu, let's say, if for 100%, Tinubu should be 80, make OBO should be 85, then I think maybe 10. So you understand, I told me I rate my own, it's no ring gum.
You know, ring gum, all right, Chinoye, thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name?
How are you, Sandra?
I'm very well. What's your name, sir?
My name is Prince Wyatt, calling you from Amuwa Dropping.
Welcome, Prince Wyatt.
Thank you, my dear. Number one, who said downfall drivers and others, they can never go on strike.
Okay.
There is no, you say you want to go on strike, and by 8 o'clock, 10 o'clock, majority of them are on the road. We are ready to support them because this year's Bill of 18 should be reformed. This will reform them.
Okay. Hello? Oh, that's unfortunate. All right, let me take a look at messages on social media really quickly. This one says, yes, indeed, the warning strike of the drivers took place as scheduled. I was a victim and an eyewitness. I live in Srulere. My residence is opposite the office of the public defender. I left my residence for work at 4:30, but only arrived at my place of work in Ikoyi at 8:34. While trying to get into a bus at Stadium bus stop that was available for me in the morning, I lost some cash. Because of this, I trekked from CMS to Oyinka Bayomi Ikoyi, where I work. Commuters were stranded. Quite unfortunate for me indeed. Jude Anyanwu with that message there. Oh, Jude is my good friend. Jude, I'm really sorry that you experienced that. Bele, sorry, yeah? We'll take a break. When we come back from this break, I'll take a look at more messages from our social media. I am Sandra Ezekwesili, S. Ezekwesili on social media. Lagos.
Welcome back to your number one talk news and sports station.
Hello, Sandra. I don't see a clear winner for 2023 at first ballot. On second ballot, I expect Kwankwaso, who is a sure juice stooge, to urge his supporters to vote APC, leading to a possible APC victory at second ballot. Labour will come second as Obi will be betrayed. Chris from Ghana with that message there. Hi, Queen Sandra. This message says, the translation of that speech made by Oyo deputy by Punch was absolutely correct. However, there's a saying in Yoruba that goes with this development happening within the Yoruba. Omo eni oleshe idi bebere kiawa fileke si idi omo elomi. Yinka is just there laughing at me and making sounds. Oh yeah, you're good at making sounds, except when it's time to be like my proper production assistant. We've got, he says the statement made by Oyo deputy is a comment of endorsement by Oyo governor. And then he goes on to share another proverb. He says, Oroti akowarakpa basho orunlotiwa. Okay, so it goes on to say, Engineer Makinde has pitched his tent with Tinubu in 2023. Sana, believe me, Tinubu is the next president of the Federal Republic of Nigeria come 2023. All right, alabalakpe with that message there. Here's a message from Olu Imbadagri, who says, I agree with the report that gives Tinubu the election victory. Tinubu will win Southwest, Tinubu will win Kogi, Kwara, Niger, Nasarawa, he'll win Yobe and Borno, Shetima State, that's in North.